Blog Talk Radio. everyone. How are you this evening? I am so glad on this Monday night to be able to talk with you all about Monday Night Blog Talk, Iron Sharpening Iron, through the ministry of Smile 3E. We have a guest speaker which will be speaking on tonight, and I'm trying to communicate with Dr. Wright as we are talking. I like to say it's cold here in Chicago, and I am so ready for the spring to come. We would like to also remind you to let your friends and family members know that every Monday night they can call into Blog Talk at 310-861-2355 Central Standard Time or 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, depending on what time zone they're in. I'm your host for tonight, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, and I would like to say thank you all for calling in Blog Talk and listening by via web or the internet. On today, I have been a little bit under the weather, so keep me in your prayers. And I would like to say thanks to Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser for allowing us this time to bring the Word of God before you and to you, that you are able to listen to what the Word has to say to the body of Christ and what God is trying to say to you personally. We would like to take this time out to pray and ask God for forgiveness. So if you would join with me, if you are able to, you can close your eyes. And for those of you that are at work and you have to keep an eye open, it is also okay. So let's do what we do. Lord God, we would like to come to you on today, this first Monday of the month of April, and ask you to forgive us of every sin that we have committed knowingly, unknowingly, willingly and unwillingly. God, we want to ask you right now to just touch our bodies and heal us in every way and any way that we need your touch on today, oh God. We would like to say, touch everyone in our family, and on our jobs, in our classrooms, at school. Touch our kids. Touch every family member. They're going in and they're coming out. God, we would like to ask you to keep us in our sleep. Thank you for waking us up this morning, because many did not wake up. Many did wake up, and many were not able to have the usage of their limbs, or they did not wake up 100%. God, we're asking you to give them the ability to pull through. We're asking you to minister to them right now. Send your angels to minister to them in whatever case it may be, whether they're in the land of the free or they're in a hospital, at home, at work, or wherever. God, we just ask you to bless America. We ask you to just keep us, God. We're asking you to just bless our land, God. Bless your people. Bless your saved people. Bless your unsaved people. God, we know that you are a God of everything. You say wherever we make our bed, be content. Wherever we make our bed, God, you said you would be there. God, we're just asking you to continue to be God in our lives. Save us, oh Lord. Keep us. And I just want to say amen, amen, and amen. So I'm going to ask, Dr. Wright, are you on the line with us right now?
Not yet.
We're still waiting for Dr. Wright to call in. I know she was in a meeting earlier. She was at work, and she said she would be calling in a few minutes. So we're just going to keep going on with the ministry, waiting for her to call in. Also, I would like to say yesterday was a worldwide holiday of April Fool, but didn't the devil get fooled because we was able to have Resurrection Sunday on a day that he took for his, that we were able to just celebrate God, his son Jesus, and the Holy Spirit on Easter resurrection. As the world will say, April Fool Day. So I would like to say, devil, you were fooled on yesterday that you didn't stop anything. Everything that you tried to do for April Fool, it was blessed on yesterday. At least with my family, it was. I just want to say, while we're waiting on the woman of God, is there anyone on the line that will desire prayer for today? Or if you have a testimony you would like to share with us on today, the lines are open. And if you have something you would like to say, you can share with us now before the woman of God comes before us.
Good evening, everyone. Good evening. This is Minister Sheila Kaiser. I was just calling to say thank God for all of us, and I thank him for yesterday, for, as you said, we had a joyful time. We were enjoying the life that God has given us through his Son, Christ Lord Jesus. The family got together, and we praised God. We read scriptures. We had fun. We ate with the grace of him, and I just wanted to say thank you, Lord, for letting us live and have life upon you. Thank you.
Thank you, Minister Sheila, for those words. Is there anyone that would like to share with us on tonight?
Dr. Wright's on the line.
Okay, Dr. Wright, so are you with us right now, Dr. Wright?
Yes, I'm on.
Okay, we will be turning the program over into your hands. Go ahead, woman of God.
Well, thank you so much, Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for all of you all that are tuning in on Facebook Live. Listen, this is going to be an amazing time in the Lord, because surely the Spirit of the Lord is speaking. I am so honored, as always, to have this opportunity with Blog Talk Radio and those that facilitate this dynamic platform that gives people that are uncompromisingly sold out to the kingdom and his principles an opportunity to share what the Spirit of the Lord has shared with them. And so there are some that have been diligent and forbearing, like Apostle Alexis Celia Kaiser and Minister Sylvia Kaiser. And I know that Sister Sheila Kaiser tunes in, and Minister Brandon, and those that are always prepared to do what the Spirit of the Lord has asked them to do concerning making this opportunity available. And so we appreciate you, and we are grateful to you. We thank you for coming on, Sean. If you all would just let me say hello to Sean Dyer, my grammar school friend. My God, that means I've been knowing him more than 30 years, but my final story is I met him in the womb, which would make me 30. And I'm going to leave it right there, but I'm so glad that you tuned in, sir. God bless you. God bless you, woman of God, Pastor Jones, and Evangelist Bernard Booker. Let me tell you, you need to know people that can pray. And I know I am blessed, because I know some praying people. And so we are just going to move forward. We definitely want to share something that God has laid upon our hearts. This is such a time to pray. Can I just say that, you all, if you don't do anything else, pray without ceasing. Pray until you know God has heard us and seen us humble ourselves so that he can heal our land. If no one can agree on anything, everyone can agree that North America needs healing. So go ahead and seek his face. Go ahead and humble yourself and pray, and let the Spirit of the Lord, hallelujah, touch you, touch your heart to the area that your passion is stirred in. Some people are concerned about the elderly. Some are concerned about their loved ones that may have to leave North America. Some are concerned about the violence. Some are concerned about education, politics, technology, and their advancement. Some are concerned about the environment. There's so much to be concerned about, but the king's people know that the kingdom is always advancing. Go ahead and pray. We are always those that that have an answer for the hope that lies down within us. We need to be a praying people, a seeking people, hallelujah. We need to be a sold out people. We need to be those that have the resources of the King, hallelujah. For those that have become hopeless, those that have become weary, those that have laid down, hallelujah, their enthusiasm, the kingdom is always advancing. I never, ever want to miss the opportunity to remind the kingdom that we are an absolutely blessed people. We are being positioned by the King. We are always in the forward movement. We are in the dominion place. He said, go forth and take dominion. Hallelujah. The kingdom is advancing. We have to watch the alphabet and make sure we're not taking in too much CNN and MSN and not taking in a whole bunch of G-O-D, because the King is on the throne and the kingdom is advancing. We're taking dominion, and the systems of this world have become the systems of my God and His Christ. My God, don't you ever believe that we are not prepared for everything that comes before us. Hallelujah. Oh, the kingdom is a wonderful place. Let me tell you something. If you are not sure of your place with the King, go ahead and secure it now. Go ahead and confess and believe. Tell God that you believe, that He sent His Son, that He was the one that was resurrected, and that He is in fact Lord and Master. Go ahead and do it now. I don't want to wait to the end. You might not meet the end of this broadcast. Go ahead and add yourself to the kingdom. Salvation is the entry. Relationship is the key. Salvation is the entry. Relationship is the key, because the King has answers. The King has solutions. He's the King of the impossible. Let me tell you something. There's no better time than now to add yourself to those that have an answer for the hope that lies within them, those that always have a praise in their belly, those that are praying and seeking God. There is no better time than now than to add yourself to those people. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We just thank you, Father, for what you are planning to do with and in and with us. I do need to let you know that my pastor is Pastor Troy Thomas from the Fountain of Living Waters Church. Listen, let me tell you, some are worth double honor. Apostle Sandra Thomas, we love you far beyond what words can express, because of the ministry you poured, the hours you prayed. Oh, for every rebuke, every time you chastened, to let us know that God still saw us and He was crazy about us. And He sent you to let us know that we were going way off track. We love you, woman of God, and we are praying for you and with you. We're encouraging you. We are so excited about what God has promised to do with you. Nothing but wholeness is your portion. Nothing but miracles are in front of you. And we love you with the love of the Lord. If you will turn with me to the book of Exodus, we are going to share with you what the Spirit of the Lord has given us. Turn with us to the book of Exodus. We have a word. We have a word. Let me tell you something. Don't wait for a prophet. I sit in the office of a prophet. Don't wait for a prophet to come with a word. That seems like I'm trying to put myself out of a job, but let me tell you something. The key is relationship. Don't wait for a prophet to come with a word, even though prophets do have them. They do have them. Prophets do have words from the Lord, because there are certain mysteries that God will reveal first to His prophetic office. But don't you wait, because God will speak it to you and then confirm it by His prophet. You'll say, God, did you tell me? And you'll have a prophet come and say, well, God says thus and so. Woman of God, man of God, this is what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Oh, I'm just trying to tell you the order of things. Oh, God is not waiting for a relationship with you, and He is going to wait and speak it through a prophet. Go ahead and get a relationship. Go ahead and tell God that here I am. Here I am, God, send me. I'm ready to get your instructions. What would you have me to do? And there are some things. There are some instructions. There are some directions that He'll confirm. There are some directions that He will put His stamp. out of the mouth of two or three witnesses. Sometimes you'll have the word of the Lord come, and you'll say, I know that's God. God told me that. I know that's what God is saying. I'm just trying to put an end. I'm just trying to put an end to this thing where people are running from place to place as if God won't come and let you know that you are his precious son and you are his precious daughter. Oh, that's not true. He won't let you know himself. Let me tell you, God didn't bring you out of eternity to not speak directly to you. God loves you with an everlasting love. And don't you let by any means think that the office of the prophet and the government of the kingdom is not real. It's real as the nose on your face. You know how I know? He said the apostles, the prophets, the pastors, the teachers, the evangelists, they all come and perfect you, but you don't need them for relationship. I said the Bible says they all come to perfect you. Oh, my goodness. There is a government to the kingdom. It's on the shoulders of the Son. But don't you think you need a prophet to have a relationship? My God. You need to go ahead and have that relationship. You need to go ahead and let Daddy know. You need to let him know. You need to let him know that I love you. I love you, and I know that you love me, Daddy. Oh, my God. And let me tell you what's going to happen. Daddy's going to start talking to you. You all don't pay attention. Let me tell you something. If you're distracted by a little bit of what the enemy said, then I'm just telling you, then take it up to that next level. Because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's nothing but liberty. That means that we need to release enough of the Spirit of God down on the inside of us, that those that are bound, that those that are captive, that those that are blinded by darkness can be made free. I wasn't always free. Oh, but now I'm free indeed. Go ahead and start interceding. Go ahead and start sending the Spirit of the Lord. Oh, my God, to those that resist the love of God and see what will happen. Oh, let me tell you something. Because the real love of God cannot be resisted. The real love of God cannot be stood against. Oh, no, it can't. I tried my best. It cannot be done. The real love of God is all-consuming, and it never fails. My God in heaven, let me tell you what the love of God will do. The love of God will go with you. The truth of God will follow you. And say, you know you shouldn't have said that. You know you shouldn't have done that. Oh, I'm reading out of my own diary. Just go ahead and release the love of God. Oh, my God, the greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. My turn with me if you have a sword. I dare with you to get a sword while the enemy is present. I dare you to turn with me to Exodus chapter 3 and watch the Spirit of the Lord, because there is only one enemy. He has come to steal, kill, and destroy. Oh, but my God has come that you may have life and that more abundantly. Nothing but abundance here. Nothing but the love of God here. Nothing but the presence of the Lord where liberty overflows. My God, if I was scared of devils, I would never get to where I am right now. If I was scared of the enemy, I could never be who I am in him. For the souls of the lost and the blind, for the souls of the broken, working. Abundance is working. Anointing in this place. In the name of Jesus. He's sending abundance working. Anointing. Let me tell you, Exodus was because the children of Israel had somewhere to leave. And if you are listening to me tonight, it's because you have somewhere that God has already told you. Or he's going to begin the path. He's going to begin to sow the seed in your heart that this is a season of leaving for you. This is a season of leaving. My God, but in order for you to get from where you are to where you need to be, there are some instructions that he wants us to share. In order for you to get from where you are to where you need to be, there are some instructions that he needs us to share. And so, Exodus chapter 3, let me just give you the backdrop, my God. Let me just give you the backdrop. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let me tell you what was going on. The children of Israel being oppressed by Pharaoh. They were in Egypt. They were in Egypt being oppressed by Pharaoh. And they were crying out to God for their liberation because they were slaves under Pharaoh. And he was hard on them. He was difficult. He was unyielding. He was relentless in his demands. And they were crying to their God for liberty. And God then begins to speak to Moses, who has pre-selected even from birth as their liberator. He will lead their liberating Exodus out of Egypt. And in the chapter 3 of Exodus, we see where God goes to Moses and begins to explain to him that this is his set of instructions, that this is his assignment. And there are some of you watching, my God in heaven, and there are some of you watching. Let me tell you what the Spirit of the Lord just said, that you are the Moses to me, that you have to ensure that you come all the way out of your Egypt because you have been predesignated to lead a huge number of people out. You have been predesignated to lead millions, generations out of their captivity. And so God is telling me to tell you that you are the Moses. My God in heaven. Let me get to this. Let me get to this. The Spirit of the Lord just dropped this in my heart. That you are the Moses, if you're listening, and God's been dealing with you. He says, I am trusting you to come out because I have pre-selected you as the liberator of millions. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. Moses said to him in verse 11, we are in Exodus 3, verse 11, and I am speaking to the proverbial Moses that is listening right now. And Moses said, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh? It says, who am I? Because earlier in the chapter, he said, Moses, this is what I want you to do. I've designated you. You're standing in a holy place. And he called him by his name. He let Moses know up in the third and fourth verse that he knew who he was. And he called him by his name. He knew who Moses was. He knew. What does that mean? He knew that Moses had murdered someone. I'm going somewhere. He knew Moses by his name. And there is someone watching, or you might watch by the replay, but let me tell you something. God has called you. I don't care how much time you did in a penitentiary. I don't care what your past looked like. Written on paper, you look like a nightmare, but I'm telling you, God called you. God has called you, and you're sitting in this huge assignment saying, who am I? Who am I to write the cure for cancer? Who am I? So who am I? My God, who am I to come up with a financial plan, to be a financial analyst to the stars, to those that will make the next decisions on Wall Street? Who am I? Let me tell you how you got to that insecure place, because you made mistakes like Moses. I'm talking the real Old Testament Moses. He knew he had a huge assignment, but he had taken it into his own hands, and the passion within him was unbridled and became angry. And he killed somebody because he was like, listen, you are not going to hold these people captive. And he was premature. He had went before God, and he made some mistakes, just like you married that man. because of the devastation and the disappointment, because of your mistakes, you think that the assignment has been taken from you. But I'm telling you tonight, you are Moses. God is calling you by name. He wasn't expecting you to be perfect. He's expecting you to be broken. He wasn't expecting you to be perfect. He's expecting you to be broken. And he's asking me to ask you tonight, guarantee yourself. Make this promise to yourself. Say, I'm coming all the way out because I'm the Moses for this generation. I'm the Moses for education. I'm the Moses for the new politics in North America. I'm the Moses for the STEM programs. I'm the Moses that's going to rescue these young people. I'm the Moses that's going to quiet the racial hostility. I'm the Moses. God is surely calling you. He has not disqualified you because of your mistakes. You have these insecurities deep within your heart, and you keep telling God, how could you possibly be calling me for such a huge assignment? Don't you know what I did? Don't you know when I just stayed out? I'm telling you, if you're watching me, if you're watching live or by the replay, God is calling you. He's calling you to be liberated, and he's calling you to be a liberator. Let me tell you something. He is calling you to take on this assignment. There is some specific person. I can't even let it go. My armpits are getting warm. There's a specific person or people that will watch this, and God is telling you now, renounce and release all of your insecurities. You are holding yourself back by what you know about your own history. But if you go up to the fourth verse, the third or fourth verse, he's calling you by name. He wants you to know he knows every single thing about you, and he's crazy about you. You did not surprise the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Let me tell you, let me read it. You're going to think I'm making it up. He said, I am the Lord of your father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And this is after he called Moses. He said, listen, I am the God of all of your forefathers. I know everything about everything, and I'm calling you to a huge assignment. All I want you to do is obey. We've got some people that I need you to liberate. I've got your brothers and sisters, and they all are on drugs. I need you to get off and stay off. I've got your brothers and sisters, your sons and your daughters, your aunts and your uncles. Let me tell you something. All of your family's done that. I need you to come on and be liberated. I need you to be liberated. I need you to be liberated. I need you to be a liberator. Let me tell you, and he's given us some specific things that we're going to need in order to be successful. Do you know that you can know that you need to come out, but don't know how to get out? You can cry to come out of something, and then when the door opens wide, you feel like you can't step over the threshold. That's why God is speaking to us tonight. And so he goes on to tell Moses. He says, you're going to go to Pharaoh. And he says, now mind you, we just read up in that fourth or fifth verse. He said, this is the sixth verse. He said, for I am God your father, the God of Abraham. Listen, he gave Moses a very clear description of who he is. But I'm going somewhere. But then when Moses said, okay, fine, you want me to go to Pharaoh, and you want me to tell Pharaoh that you said, let your people go. Who do I tell him you are? Now, if it had been me, you know what I would have done? I would have said, Moses, go back up to what I told you in verse 6. But let me tell you something. God says, this is what I want you to keep in your mind, Moses, because this is how you're going to get all the way from Egypt to the land that I'm taking you. You've got to know who I am in a broad sense. I told you who I was historically. I said I was the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. I called you by your name, so I let you know that I know you. I know everything you did, and I'm still calling you. I know your history and your father's history. I've been God before you even knew you were Moses. But when you go forward and when you get my people, the God I want you to understand I am is the one that's indescribable. He said, simply tell them, simply get this understanding that I am who
And if you study that out, it says that I am who I say I am. My God. That means, and this is what we need to know, in order to get from Egypt all the way to our liberty, we've got to know that God will be anything we need. There is no way to leave everything you know, to leave your family, to leave that relationship. So stand as a liberator and walk away from that is familiar to all of your generations if you don't know who your God is. Let me tell you something. I want to put this in its proper perspective. You need to be a liberator so you can liberate. You need to be a liberator so you can liberate. This is what God was trying to tell Moses. He said, I introduced myself to you in verse 6, but in order for you to successfully get my people and bring them from slavery to freedom, you've got to know I'm indescribable and unsearchable. You've got to know I'm everything I said I am. If you need it, I'll be it. He says, I am who and what I am. Don't let them define me, and don't you try to define me, because when you need it, I'll be that. When it comes up, I'll call it. When it presents itself, I'll let you step over it. Oh, my God, let me tell you, and that's what we need. We need a full measure dose of exactly who our God is, because if you're anything like me, you tried to leave Egyptian places before, but you weren't completely sure if God was going to be everything you needed him to be. You said, no, I better hold on to this because I don't know if God will be that for me. And you know, somebody's better than nobody. But let me tell you something, God is a satisfier. He said, I will be everything you need. If you need it, I'll be it. And in order for you to make a successful journey from any real Egypt, from any real oppression, you've got to know who your God is. Let me tell you how God describes it. God said, Moses, I've heard the cry of my people. And let me let you know, this is how you know you're qualified. If you've ever been afflicted, if you've ever been in sorrow, if you've ever had a trial, if you've ever been oppressed, ever been dealt with harshly, God's talking to you. Because let me tell you something, those experiences can hold you captive. Do you know poverty will hold you captive? Do you know domestic violence and addiction can hold you captive? Those are the ones I'm talking to. Don't you know your history and bad relationships can hold you captive? You know they can. You know they can, man of God. You know they can, woman of God. You prayed and cried. You cried and prayed. You said, God, if you just let me get rid of Billy Joe, if you just let me walk away from Billy Joe, I'll never go back. But I promise you, your next relationship was the same person in a different set of skin. And about the fifth or sixth time, you say, how in the world have I had found six Billy Joes on the planet Earth? Oh, my God. How in the world have I found the sixth Betty Jones on planet Earth? How have I found another racist boss? How have I come up with another job that won't treat me well? Another supervisor that doesn't like me? How is this possible that my son did this? And 3 years later, my daughter did the same thing. I have cried and prayed and prayed and cried. And God said, go ahead and release them to me. And mother, you did. You said, God, go ahead. I did everything I knew to do. I did everything you told me. You said, God, I put them in your hands. But mama, you're still up crying. You still up because you can't hardly trust God with them. You know she hasn't done nothing you told her, but you can't hardly trust God with them. Don't you know traumatic experiences can hold you? But God said you've got to be liberated in order to be a liberator. You've got to say, God, I can't do nothing else with this situation. I can't go no further with it. I've got to know that you are the God that will be everything I need. So when I'm crying at night, worried about my daughter, worried about my son, you will come and be my comfort. When I'm laying by my because I finally walked away from their abusive relationship, you will come and satisfy me. You will fill my heart with a joy until it overflows. overflows. Oh, yes, you will. You said that you're what you are and who you said you are. You said you're indescribable and unsearchable. In order for us to get to where we are, to where we need to be, we've got to know who our God is. We've got to know that God is unsearchable and undefinable. Sometimes you've been doing so much water cooler talk. You've let the people at your job convince you that God is not who he said he was. But he came here tonight to tell you, oh, yes, I am. I can be that and so much more. All I want you to do is go to Pharaoh and obey me. I will fill your mouth as soon as you open it to speak. Oh, but I want you to know that God is who he said he is. And so the scripture shows us that even if you are sitting in an insecure place because of your history, you're saying, God, you're asking me to take on this huge assignment. You want me to be liberated so that people can see me and glorify the Father that's in heaven, so that my sister can see me walk away from addiction and say, if Serena can get out, anybody can get out. You want me to walk in liberty so the millions of those that I've been assigned to can know beyond the shadow of a doubt that it's possible for them, that the God of impossibilities is the God that is alive and well. That means you want me to know who my God is. Let me tell you something, people of God, God is immeasurable. He is indefinable, and he wants me to let you know he'll be exactly who you need him to be. That'll quiet every fear. That'll quiet all of your anxiety. That he wants you to know it so you can put to rest all of your insecurities. He says that I'm going to give you my name with a blank line, and you fill it in as you need it. Whatever you need, I'll be it. Because I've called you to a special assignment. I've called you by your name, and I told you I know your history. My God. And there are two other things in Exodus chapter 3 that he wants us to share with you tonight. There are two other things besides knowing our God that he wants us to share tonight. But everybody, let me tell you something. Let everybody know, oh yeah, I'm coming out of this place because I know my God is undefinable. I know my God gave me his name with a blank line. He told me whatever I needed him to be in this time of difficulty, in this time of trying, that he would be that. He has called me by my name and told me don't be insecure because of my history, that he's got something real big planned for me, and he already knows. So just go ahead and quiet yourself down, because God already knows what I did. Moses had already murdered the man before God gave him this assignment. Praise the name of Jesus. And God wants you to know beyond the shadow of a doubt. I'm telling you, there's somebody listening beyond the shadow of a doubt that he says he knows and he's called. There are two more things. One thing that we're going to need to get from our Egypt to our liberated place, we're going to need to know who our God is. And if you look in that seventh verse, my God, if you look in the eighth verse, Exodus chapter 3, verse 8, it says, and I have come down, because he told Moses in the seventh verse, he said, listen, my people are crying. My people are crying unto me. And he says, and I'm going to come down and deliver them out of the hand and the power of the Egyptians. I'm reading from the Amplified Bible. He says, I'm coming to deliver them out of the hand and the power of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of that land to a land good and large, a land flowing with milk and honey, a land of plenty, to a place. He says, I have come down to deliver them out of the hand and the power of the Egyptians, and to bring them up and out of that land to a land good and large, a land flowing with milk and honey, a land of plenty, to the place. Let me tell you something. See, a lot of times when people share, they have to share only what God is saying. And I'm guaranteeing you, if you're listening to me tonight, God is talking to you, and he's going to deliver you to a large place. Everybody's large place is not the same. Let me tell you something. There could be a place in your mind that is so been captive, that do you know that peace of mind would be a large place? People having anxiety attacks and they can't sleep at night and have to take pills to wake up and pills to lay down. Don't you know a good night's rest is a large place? But I'm telling you, God is saying, I'm going to deliver you to an actual place. This is going to be a documentable, meaning a sure transition. This is not going to be something you dreamed up. This is not going to be ethereal and float in the heavens. You're going to know you were there, and now you are here. He says, I'm going to take you to a land, to a place. God has said, I'm specifically saying that for you and I, son, for you and I, daughter, this is a place. You're going to know I used to be so angry, and now I'm so filled with peace. I know that I'm in a new place. My God in heaven, you're going to say, I used to be so insecure, and now I am confident. I know I'm in a large place, because he said, I'm coming to bring you to a land that is good and large and flowing, to a land that is good and large and flowing. So what does that mean? That you need to know your God, and you have to know where you're going. Why is that? Because along the way, there are going to be difficulties, just like with the children of Israel. There are going to be hindrances. Now, there are going to be times where you're going to feel like, you know what, this is just too much. I'm just going back. It's just easy to call Bubba back. I've called him 85 times. I know he's not going anywhere. He's still mean and cantankerous. He still doesn't value me. But before I step off into this land, before I step off into this desert, it's just easier to go back. No, 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 no. Let me tell you, God says, I want you to go forward. I want you to come to the edge of Egypt. And don't you go back until you get to a large place. Don't you go back until you're just a little bit angry. Don't you go back until you're just a little bit confident. I want you to make sure you keep going until you end up in a large place. My God in heaven. God says you're going to know that you're there because it's going to be a large place. Don't you stop midway through. Go all the way to the large place. Because the enemy is going to come to hinder. He's going to come and say, you're doing too much. Why are you talking all that big? Why are you working at that job? And you say, no, 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 God's taking me to a large place. He told me to keep moving. I heard him real clear. I know that he looks this way. But let me tell you, I'm going to go and say this to the vice president of the company, and I'm going to end up in a large place. When I go before Pharaoh and say what God told me to say, my next destination is a large place. It doesn't matter what goes on in between. I know exactly where I'm going. I'm going to a large place. If it's not flowing, that's not my place. If it's not large, that's not my place. If it's not good, that's not my place. Don't you dare get stuck in between, because I'm telling you, along the way, you can be hindered. You can become afraid. If you don't have all of these things, you're going to be hindered. That's why God is telling us. I'm telling you the three things you're going to need to make it all the way through. One thing you're going to need is that you're going to need to know your God. You're going to have to know that I am the God that's undefinable, that I am the God that's unsearchable. Don't you let anybody put a limit on me. I am the God of the impossible. Whatever you need me to be, I'll be it. And you're going to have to know where you're going. Go ahead, pack your bags. Get to the edge of your proverbial Egypt and get ready. You're going to go to Pharaoh and you're going to say, listen, this is what this is. Pharaoh could be that anxiety. Pharaoh could be those symptoms. Pharaoh could be that situation with that daughter or that son. Pharaoh could be that bad relationship. Pharaoh could be poverty and lack. Go ahead and get your wallet. I dare you to tell it. I'm going to a large place. I'm going to do exactly what God said. Do you realize that all the children of Israel had to do was follow the instructions? But God had already guaranteed them that they would get there. He said, I came down personally to deliver you to a large place. Don't you stop midway through. If it's not flowing, it's not a large place. If it's not big, it's not a large place. If it's not good, it's not a large place. That means when you meet that man, and he's finer than wine in the summertime, but he's not good, he's not your large place. Don't you get distracted midway through, because God why? Because you've been crying, and he's heard your cry. He said, I heard it. I saw it. I saw it, and I came down myself to deliver you. Only thing you'll need to know is who your God is and where you're going. You need to know who your God is and where you're going. You're going to a large place. You're going to a flowing place. That means everybody stuck cannot go. Oh, my God. That means those that are stuck, those that are rebellious, those that won't yield to what you're telling them God has told you, they can't go because you're going to a place where things are going to be flowing. Resources are going to be abundant. God to a flowing place. That means if you're stuck, I can't drag you with me. You've got to come on and go. Literally, we're going to a large place. We're going to a big place. We're going to a place. Let me tell you, this is not going to be one of those super spiritual deliverances where nobody knows you're there but you. Everybody's going to know. He used to be in Egypt, and he's all the way in Canaan. He used to be mean as ever. He is happy as he's coming, comes to work singing. Oh, she used to be so insecure. She's bold and confident. They never used to give. They're giving every week. You're going to a large place. Then those symptoms, those headaches, those backaches, let me tell you something. Go to the Pharaoh of those symptoms and say, no, 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 my God told me I was going to a large place. Go ahead and speak to him. Oh, you used to have chronic back pain, and now you're running around like an eight-year-old. I'm telling you, it's going to be a large place. It's going to be a definable place. It's going to be a place that you needed to know your God, and you needed to know you where you were going. God bless you, Minister Lonnie Davis. Oh, what an honor it is to have a man of your caliber listening in. God bless you, man of God. You need to know your God. You need to know where you're going. And the last thing you need to get from your Egypt to your Canaan is that you need to have your goal. You need to have your goal. Let me tell you. Let me tell you, get your goal from Scripture. Don't get your goal from New Age. Don't get your goal from the horoscope. Y'all don't know what I'm saying. Don't get your goal from the girl down the street that's in the exact same Egypt as you're in. Get your goal from Scripture. He said, I come down to deliver them from the hand and the power of the Egyptians. I came to deliver you from the hand and the power of the Egyptians. So what's the goal? He said, I came to deliver you from the hand and the power of the Egyptians and to bring you up and out. The goal is to not only come up, but to come out. The goal is not only to come up, but to come out. How do you do that? How do you do that? You've got to be delivered from the hand and the power. You've got to be delivered from the direct impact of the bondage and the residue that that has had on your inner being. You've got to be delivered from the power, because God's goal for you is to come up and out. What does that mean? It does not mean that prosperity will come by you winning the lotto, because if the impact of poverty has not transformed your mind, you're going to be broke within a short period of time. Google them and see, because you can be released from the hand of something, but the power of it still be on your life. You can go and have the surgery, and you can be an obese person and have a weight loss surgery, and many need it. If you feel like you need it and the Spirit of the Lord gives you a green light, don't let me stop you. But don't you ever think that just because your stomach is the size of a pea and you have been delivered from the hand of gluttony, that the power of overeating or the power of overindulgence has not released you. That's not true. Because let me tell you, if you cannot overindulge in eating, don't you know there are 75 other things you can overindulge in? But God wants you to not only come up, but come out. And why is that important? Because you have to know your goal in order to know you're there. What does that mean? That means that not only did I leave that relationship, I don't want another one like it. Not only did I leave that place of jealousy and insecurity, I am now confident. Not only did I leave that, but not only did that I leave that medical condition, I am symptom free. Not only did I leave that mindset, but there is a kingdom mindset that has replaced it. Because listen, people of God, if alcohol is anonymous, you can replace one addiction for another. Oh, I'm not against Alcohol Anonymous. Don't come in my inbox. I'm just trying to tell you that God will bring you up and out. He says that if you stick with me, if you obey me despite your insecurities, despite what you know about yourself, I'll make you a liberator, and I'll give you to liberate. If you just come along with me, let me tell you all you got to do is know who your God is, know your goals, and know where you're going. You've got to know who your God is. Know he's the unsearchable, immutable God that has created everything that has ever been created. You've got to know who your God is. How can I prove it in scripture? Because he had introduced himself to Moses in the 34th verse. But when Moses said, who should I begin to say that you are? He did not refer him back to how he had introduced himself. He referred Moses to who he wanted him to know, who he wanted him to know him as. He said, listen, I have an introduction, but in order for you to get from Egypt to Canaan, you've got to know that I'm indescribable. I am exactly who and what I say I am. Get in that place, people of God. I hear you right now. You say, oh, wonderful woman of God, I get that, but how do I get there? You get a relationship. You say, God, I heard you. I heard you say that you heard my cry. I heard you say that you came to deliver me from this place of oppression, from this place of insecurity, from this place of seduction, from this place of rebellion, from this place of rage, from this place of anger. But you said, I got to know who you are, but how do I do it? Oh, come to it. Get in a Bible-believing church. Begin to pray and worship. I dare you to open your heart and say, God, I want to know you as the God who you are, exactly who you say you are. And I want to know you as the who and what you are. God, that's how I want to know you, because I don't want to live my life like this. I don't want to go from one situation to another, from one trial to another, from one sorrow to another, where I'm always crying out and I'm never making it across. I don't want to always be captive in this place of violence and abuse, in this place of low self-esteem and poverty, in this place of lack of accomplishment, in this place of seduction and whoredom, in this place of being mistreated and treated harshly. I don't want to live my life like this. God, teach me how to know that you're who and what you say you are, because you've already told me that you would take me to a large place. The only thing I've got to do is obey. The only thing I've got to do is trust you and yield myself, that you will take me to a large and flowing place, that you will take me to a place that flows with milk and honey. That you will take me to, hallelujah, a plenteous place. Because let me tell you something now. In the new covenant, he said that life will be abundant. He said, I come to give you life, and that more abundantly. Because he wants us to get over to that large place. He wants us to get over to that flowing, plenteous place. All you've got to do is know who your God is, and know that he has come to deliver you to that large and plenteous place. And how will you make it all the way through? You've got to have your goal in mind. You've got to be focused. Because let me tell you, Jesus Christ needed focus. My Bible says, for the joy that was set before him, he was able to endure the cross. Just because you're going a promise to make it across, don't mean there won't be places that you need to endure. Don't mean there won't be difficult places. But as long as you know that my goal, that God's promise for me is not only up but out. It's not like he wants me to stay in and come up. No, he doesn't want me to be down and come out. He wants me to come up and out, so that the hand and the power of slavery will never be named among me or my generation. That's what he was trying to do for the children of Israel, so that slavery would never be named among them or their generations. But you've got to yield. You've got to know your God. You've got to have your goals. And you've got to know where you're going. People of God, listen. We do not have to be captive in any place, not in our careers, not in our finances, not in our emotions. Do you know you don't have to be captured by depression and oppression? You don't have to be captured by hopelessness and suicide. Don't you know that God will be everything you need? I know sometimes it's hard to believe because you're sitting in a place of grieving. I mean, you really have lost those that have someone that you never even believed you could live a life without them. But will you trust God? God will make a life. Let me tell you, he'll still give you a large life. That doesn't mean that you won't miss those people that are gone. But God wants you to come out of depression to a large place. Know that he'll be your comfort in your time of grieving, mother. He'll be your comfort in a time of grieving, Father. Yes, he will. Oh, God wants you to come away from the hand and the power of depression. Those lies that say God doesn't love you. Why would he take your son? Why would he take your mother? Why would he take your brother? Oh, let me tell you something. God wants to be that and even more. He wants to be that and then some. But will you grab what he's releasing tonight and say, I'm coming from this Egypt of depression and oppression. I'm coming from this Egypt of anxiety and worry. I'm coming from this Egypt of mental illness. I'm coming from this Egypt of symptoms and physical ailments. I'm coming from here to a large place because God said I could have life in that more abundantly. He didn't just want me to go to church and to put on a show and go home and lend myself to perversion. No, he wants to liberate me to a pure and a holy life. My God in heaven. Oh, God is the God that's all powerful. Let me tell you, God, your pornography addiction's not bigger than God. Why don't you let God liberate you to the large place? Sexual purity and holiness. Sanctification, where you feel good about seeing yourself in the mirror. Oh, let me tell you something. I told you at the beginning, God knows exactly who he called. He called you, Moses, and he said to tell you he knows what you did, and he called you anyway. He told me to tell you before we got started, I know what you did, and you're ashamed. I know what you did, and you feel guilty, but I'm talking directly to you. Come on with me. I'm going to be that God to you in the midst of that shameful grace, in the midst of that humiliating grace, in the midst of that embarrassing grace. Do you know some people found on financial hardship and they lost their home or they lost their material wealth and they're so ashamed and so heavy with the sense of failure that God is calling them Moses. He says, come on, just let me take you. Just come on and grab hold to what I'm telling you tonight and come on out. There is no place that the people of God have to be stuck. There is no bondage that we have to yield our hearts to. Oh, my God. See, I'm getting it now in my natural mind. Why God said to let you know that he knows what you need. He knows where you're sitting. You made that decision, and it was all wrong, and he's talking to you. You feel so ashamed of your past, and he's talking to you just like Moses of the Old Testament, because Moses felt like, I'm a murderer. I'm on the lam. I'm actually just end up here because I ran after I killed the man. You could not possibly be picking me. And God says, I'm picking exactly you. You are the Moses that I've chosen to be a liberator so that you can liberate. Oh, let me tell you something. Oh, the government of God will never tell you to give out of an empty vessel. God won't tell you to get something you don't have. That's why he wants to make you liberated so you can be a liberator. Oh, he wants you to be authentic in this thing. He wants you to be authentic in this thing so that you can tell those people, oh, absolutely, God will bring you from that. God brought me from so much further. Absolutely, God will bring you from sexual perversion. He brought me from so much further. Oh, God will bring you from financial destruction and devastation. He brought me from so much further. Oh, God will bring you from anger. I used to be angry as a junkyard dog. Oh, but now I have the joy of the Lord sitting in me every day. My God in heaven. Oh, God will bring you from that symptom. God will bring you from from stage 4 cancer. He brought me from so much further. God will bring you from HIV positive status. He brought me from so much further. Oh, yes. God wants to liberate us so that we can liberate. But these are the things you have to know. Who your God is, where you're going, and what your goals are. Who is your God? He said, Moses, I am who I said I am. I'm who and what I said I am. And that's exactly who he's telling you. I'm who and what I said I am. If you need it, I'll be it. I'm a protector and a provider. I'm a friend that's just closer than a brother. I send my spirit of comfort. I'll walk beside you and never leave you. I'll never forsake you. I'm the God that's created everything that's been created. A cow and a thousand hills belong to me. Oh, you're going to get across this time. As long as you know who your God is, you've got to know where you're going. You're going to that large place. You're going to a glowing place, a large place, a big place. Don't you stop at a medium-sized place. Don't you stop at something similar to. What does that mean? Don't you compromise from point A to point B. If you're not a large glowing place, I can't stop. Because I know where I'm going. Because God told me my goal was not only to come up, but come out. He doesn't want me to get halfway through and be something like, my God, what does that sound like? Having forms of godliness, but I'm still denying the power thereof. No, no, no. God's going to bring me up and out. He says that I'm coming to deliver you from the hand and the power of Egypt to bring you up and out. Oh, my God, this is the true place of liberty where the hand and the power of Egypt are no longer named among you. Oh, that's not because you traded one addiction for another. Or you used to be real mean, now you're a little bit mean. Or you used to be real broke, now you're on public aid. No, 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 God says I want you to come up and out. Oh, this is the place of liberty. And don't you stop till you get to a large place. Don't you stop till you are giving away 5- and 6-digit donations. Don't you stop till you get to a large place. Because we serve a big God. I told you, watch your letters. Don't let CNN and MSNBC convince you that God's not a big God. Oh, yes, he is. Because when he comes to deliver, he comes to deliver you up and out. Oh, know who your God is. Know your goals. And know where you're going. People of God, this is the time of liberty. If you believe that this land is in need of hopefulness, then we've got to be those that are filled with hope. If you believe that this land is being held captive, if we're being held captive and being closed in by the pressures of politics and legislation, then we've got to be even that much more liberated in the kingdom. We've got to always have an answer for the hope that lies down within us. But how can I have hope for you? I've got to have had the first portion of hope for myself. That means I've got to have successfully come from my Egypt through my Canaan, come all the way through. Let me tell you something. God knows who you are, Moses. He knows what you did, and he's calling you. He's calling you to a liberating place, so that you can liberate all of the people he's assigned you to. Let me tell you something. They're watching you on your job, but that's a good thing. They're watching you at your church. They're watching you in the grocery store, but that's a good thing. Because the liberty of God is going to begin to flow so freely from us, because we're going to be in such large places. We're going to be flowing with the liberty and the love of God. They're going to recognize us because love is going to ooze from us in every arena. Let me tell you, God has got a plan for his people. He's got a plan for us in every part of the world, in business, in science, technology, finances, banking, politics. Let me tell you, in every arena of the world, God has people. But we cannot be held captive by the mindset of the world. We have got to understand that we are there to be liberators. we are there to not only come up, but to come out. That we have got to be focused on who our God is, where we're going, and what the goal is for us as kingdom people. People of God, whether you're listening live or listening on the replay, God is speaking tonight, and the only thing he needs from us is a surrender. Where you say, God, I am that Moses. I have some things in my history where it doesn't seem like you would call me. It doesn't seem like you would give me a huge assignment. It doesn't seem like even if I come out, anybody would pay attention, but he is talking to you. It doesn't matter what you have or have not been. If you trust and decide to find out who your God is, be focused on where you're going, and keep your goals in mind, then God has a liberty for you in mind that you can never imagine. People of God, if you would pray with me, Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you right now because only you have plans for us that are good and not evil. We are so humbled that you know everything about us, and you still designate us for huge assignments, for the liberty of our generations. And we thank you, Father. We have decided that we will learn who you are, that you will be to us the God of everything we need, that we will know that you are who and what you say you are. That we know that we're going to a large place. We won't be distracted. We won't be hindered. We won't stop partway. That until the land is large and flowing, we know that we are not where we should be going. And we will keep in mind our goal. That your goal for us is complete deliverance. That we not only come up, but that we come out. That not only the hand, but the power of Egypt be totally away from us. God, we thank you right now that you have called us to this wonderful assignment, that we will not only be the ones that come up and out, but we will be those that the hand and the power of Egypt will not be named among us, and we will give you all the praise and all the glory. This is what the Spirit of the Lord is saying tonight. We thank you so much for tuning in to this Facebook Live. God bless you, and good night.
Thank you, Lord, for the word on tonight. Thank you for knowing me by name. Thank you, God, for being my God, telling me that I could tell people I serve the God of I am who I am. I just thank you, God, to know that it's okay if I was in the house of drugs or in a penitentiary, or I need to be walking away from all and every addiction that I have. Whether it was to food or shopping or being a hater or just being claiming pole mouth all the time, just being depressed, being an unbeliever, just whatever the addiction was that I have or anyone else have, that I was on in the drug house or on a corner in penitentiary, in jail, just whether I was just locked up in my mind, God, to just know that you are I am that I am, that you said that you would come and you would deliver me. And you would deliver any and everyone that has cried out to you. You have heard our cries. God, I thank you for the word on tonight that you had Dr. Wright bring forth us. God, you are an awesome God. I would like to ask that the lines be open so if any and everybody that would like to speak into the woman of God's life tonight, to encourage her, to tell her how she blessed you all on tonight, please do so at this time. Just
the lines are open.
The lines are open, so you can unmute your phone and just speak into the woman of God's life.
Well, this is Cecilia. Such an awesome message. So many nuggets about knowing who you are, knowing who God is, being willing to go forward and not to go backwards. I mean, that was just so many nuggets. If you don't have Blog Talk Radio, web link, don't worry. We will make sure that it's posted on our page as soon as it downloads, and so that you can go back and listen to this message over and over again. For the prophetic voice has been released on tonight, and you want to grab this message, and you want to come up and out with it with the power of God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Dr. Wright, for allowing God to use you immensely, because it's time to leave. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Elect, for your words of encouragement to Dr. Wright. Is there anyone else?
Good evening again. This is Sheila Kaiser. I just want to say that was a powerful message. I thank you, Dr. Wright. I really thank you. And I thank the Lord for continually blessing you with the word that we all need to hear and fulfill and to love. And I thank you. It was a mighty powerful message. Thank you.
Thank you, Minister Sheila. I thank everyone that had tuned in via Facebook to listen to Dr. Wright. We thank you all for tuning in, just watching her minister on tonight. Is there anyone else on Blog Talk that would like to speak to the woman of God's life? Okay, well, at this time, I'm going to ask Dr. Wright, does she have any cheap plugs that she would like to pass out tonight with what's that, Fountains of Living Waters Church Ministries, or anything for Apostle Sandra Thomas?
Oh, thank you so much, woman of God. I do want to say this, that Apostle Sandra Thomas broadcasts live on Facebook on Sundays at 8:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. And let me tell you something. I understand, like, more clearly than I ever have before, that the government of the kingdom is on his shoulders. That means that it is indestructible. My God, that is a living government. And so when there are those that are in the offices, in governmental offices, and they are speaking, then we should want to hear them. And I really mean that from the bottom of my heart. Those that are in governmental office in the kingdom, when they're speaking, we should want to hear them. And there is an apostolic voice that is speaking on Sunday mornings at 8:30 a.m. Facebook Live. And what I love about it is that anybody, wherever you are, if you're tuning in, she usually is pretty brief, like maybe 8:30 to 9 o'clock. I've had the honor of being on Facebook Live with Apostle Lady the last 3 or 4 sessions, but she will also broadcast from time to time just with an apostolic voice, or sometimes will share. She'll ask me, to comment maybe on what she has said. But I am telling you, even when we're sharing there together, I tell the people, the apostolic voice is talking, you should want to hear them. So this is not the first time I've said this, and I say it unashamedly. I am very honored by the apostolic voice that has been placed in my life to speak the governmental structure and order of the kingdom into my inner being, to help harness and bring in the gifts that God has given me so that I can be truly useful. And if you want something similar, tune in Facebook Live Sunday mornings, 8:30 a.m. Central Standard Time. That's all I have, woman of God.
Thank you so much. I would like to also thank everyone one more time for this Monday night ministry of taking time out to listen to what was said on tonight. Please take it to heart. Don't forget that we are here also every Friday night with our very own Elder Kathy Kendall from 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with God Still Heals. And don't forget we are here every Sunday morning with Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser and Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser with Let's Talk. They're here at 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. And also, please do not forget our foundational scripture, which is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And with that note, I will ask Dr. Wright to please pray us out. And at the end of the prayer, we would like to say good night, be blessed, and we love you with the love of the Lord, and there's nothing you can do about it. Amen. Amen. Dr. Wright, would you pray us out, please?
Yes, absolutely. Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you for all that we've heard, for what you have spoken. God, for truly this is a season of liberation. And so we, God, we just thank you right now that your plans for us are good and they're not evil, that you're bringing us to the place that you expected us to end up. And so we thank you now. We give you praise. We give you glory forevermore in Jesus' name. Amen.